Mark was saying that, this is May 28th, Mark was saying that I kept saying he's a very good brother and you haven't broken anything. He said, only decollete things. And I said, decollete? He said, I only break decollete things. And I said, do you mean delicate? And he said, yeah, delicate. What's the difference between decollete and delicate?
Shall we, Mark? Delicate is the wrong word. It's sort of floppy,
uh-huh.
And delicate is not so floppy.
Good, Mark.
Okay. Floppy.
Did you guys decide you were friends again?
I always am friends.
Ross, You better get real nice to your brother, because what if he decides he's not your friend anymore? Then you're in real trouble. Do you understand what I mean? Do you know that you, in church, you're supposed to learn to be friends to your brother? I am my brother's friend.
You are?
What?
You are?
I never had a brother. I wasn't lucky like you.
What's your sister name?
No, she was nice to me.
I'm hungry.
And cheap, too.
What?
And cheap, too.
She's not cheap.
Well, she used to take tricks from you.
No, she was a good girl.
Yeah, you tricked her.
I did?
She's cheap.
I used to trick her.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
She's cheap.
Really?
Yeah, she takes tricks.
Well,
she did.
When she was little.
Yeah. She did.
Okay. Whatever you say, son. You're the expert. You know a lot more about my sister than I do, right?
Ha, ha, ha.
Really? I thought you knew more about everything than your father.
Yeah, you might have a point there.
You know much more about teaching university, don't you?
No.
Do you know more about ancient history?
Your finger's upside down, Dad.
Oh, that's a small problem. Do you know more about ancient history?
Mm-mm.
No. Do you know more about outer space? Okay, do you want me to read?
Me a story.
I just finished reading Transformer story to Ross. Ross is no fair, is he? What did he say? Right here. What did Marky say?
Oh, I forgot. Every day I'm part of the same with Ross and Dad.
Part of the same? Are you part of the same, Mark?
Uh-uh. Every day, I miss part of some things.
What kind of deal?
Ross and Dad.
What kind of deal did you miss? I can't remember you missing anything. What did you miss, Ross?
Like, I missed most of the baseball.
Yeah, what else did you miss?
And I missed up here the story.
Every day you miss something with Ross and Dad, right?
Yeah, or two.
Why is that? Why do you miss something?
I don't want to hear the story now.
The Transformers story?
I'll read it too.
How about the next part, volume two? You want to hear volume two?
Volume two, yeah.
Volume two, where
Bumblebee
is trying to get power. He needs to get life, and he's dying because he doesn't have enough fuel. Start showing. Ross, just go back and read him the whole first story, okay? Because he hasn't heard the whole first story. You just explain to him everything that happened. Mark, Ross will catch you up on the beginning, okay?
You see, they're on this planet, okay?
I'm going to wash my hands, Mark, while he's reading to you. Okay.
Everything's going to... Okay, like, they're friends with the Decepticons.
Yeah.
Okay?
And
Megatron decides that he wants to rule. So he attacks, and they start fighting. And in time, the magnificent arms on each side of the circle became now known as the Transformers. They're not like robots anymore, they're Transformers. Okay, and like you show them up, he shoots, he's blasting and saying stuff, and then Optimus Prime comes up and transforms the glass. Okay. see how he blasts. They don't transform into our kind of things, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, they transform into space-type machines. Mm-hmm. Mark, are you listening?
Yeah.
You need to know the whole story so you can understand the second part, Mark.
And then they're still fighting.
Yeah, I know.
And they're going through meteoroids, and they're talking about... Now he says, like, he'll rule, and he says that Megatron will be able... he'll just go leave. He says Megatron will be glad to hear about this, about what they're saying. And then he goes back and reports it to them. And they all try to fire through meteoroids. And then they say that they have... He says, we have cleared it. And then they've been attacked by the Decepticons. Okay, here they're being attacked.
Yeah.
Shroom! And they all start fighting. He clicks the button to crash for Earth. Shroom! Mushroom! And they're all in wrecks.
Yeah. Have you gotten to the Ark yet?
Here is the Ark. This is the Ark.
Okay.
It's crashed.
Show Mark his picture of the Ark.
Here.
Because you need to know that, Mark, so you understand what happens next.
It's rotting.
Mark, do you know who Optimus Prime is?
Yeah.
Who is Optimus Prime?
He's the guy that we broke, that Aaron broke the arm.
And what is he the leader of?
The Transformers.
Autobots. Very good.
But Mark,
who's the leader of the Decepticons? He turns into a gun.
I know, Ross.
Ross?
Here he is. That's him.
And we don't own him. We were gonna buy him, but we didn't buy him.
Decepticon. Megatron.
Very good.
See, here it says Megatron.
Very good.
Oh, but Mark, Optimus Prime isn't a leader. He's a commander.
He's a commander, right?
Yeah, because right here you see the leader.
Right.
He's old.
Yeah, you're right. Okay. Right, now show Mark what happens to the Ark.
A machine is released to see what the machines are like, okay? And he thinks they're human beings. Okay, then he fixes them up to transform into our types of things. Into earthly kinds of machines. Like, see, truck, plane, tape recorder, and they're all fixed. And then they retreat because they aren't fold up, yeah. And then they make sure that nobody's been shot and destroyed in a fight. And then they're talking about their fuel that they've lost. And then Buster comes home, this kid. And he, a hitchhiker is there, and he says, holy smokes, a whole slew of cars traveling at top speed and nobody's driving. And then they keep going, okay?
camp. They go there and they don't know what that is for. And they think the cars are the human beings. Are there people? And he looks at this and tells them. And then she says, she's like, pay it, come on, pay. And then they can't pay because there's nobody in. They just drive right through.
Right.
And this guy says, I'm going to greet an earthling. Bang, goes into the car. And then Buster goes through what it is about. And then the Decepticons come smashing in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's vroom, they get blown out of the car.
Mm-hmm.
And then they transform.
Mm-hmm.
They fight a whole lot.
Are you listening, Mark?
Cliffjumper turns Thundercracker and Starscream into stuff that, like, if something, they will break, like, as glass.
Oh, yeah, it's
his glass gun.
Gun, yeah.
Hit them.
That's something Daddy never heard about.
Yeah. And then they transform into the cars.
Mm-hmm.
And go driving off. The Buster hits Bumblebee and drives him home. And his father thinks that he's going into what is doing what he's been saying for mm-hmm. all these years.
Yeah.
And to start fixing the cars.
Yeah.
And that's how. And that's all we've been reading.
That's all we've read. Okay, Mark. So did you follow that, Mark?
Yep.
Where did the... how did the war between the Decepticons and the Autobots start? How did that war start, Mark?
War start is where they... a war.
So how did the war start?
Mm-hmm. It's the one I've got.
Well, it started because Megatron wanted to ruin the life.
No, he wanted to rule all of Cybertron.
Cybertron, right. So where are the power descriptors for the Transformers?
Oh, Transformers.
Okay, now here's a rubber band for those guys.
Where's the rubber band for this?
You got it on.
And rubber band. Can I rubber band the
first? When Mark's finished, yeah.
Okay.
You
finished first?
No.
What? You finished?
Finished looking at G.I. Joe?
Wait. I'm going to rubber band. Just a minute. Just a minute!
No problem.
I'm putting the good on
rubber band back right there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's rubber band.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Well, you messed this up.
We're sorry, Mark.
Just stack them. That's what I'm
doing.
Well,
you're bending them now, Mark. That's going to get... if you bend them now, there's no way to fix it.
There.
If you bend them up, then there's no way to fix them.
Here's a cup.
We'll put them in a stack.
I know. Just ruin it.
Why are we ruining?
I wanted to do something.
Don't let him do it. Touch. Let go, Russ.
I wanted to put the good guys in stacks and the bad guys in stacks and the other bad guys.
I'm gonna be rubber banded.
Okay.
I know that. I'm gonna put them in stacks.
Okay, Mark.
After
I want you to apologize
put them in
for
piles.
Screaming. I want you to apologize for screaming.
Well, sorry.
Okay, Ross.
What?
Should we give him a chance?
No. Okay.
Okay, Mark.
Yeah.
If you scream once more, you'll be finished for the night. Do you understand that?
Yep. Yeah. I understand.
Why did you scream?
Because Ross wouldn't let me have a chance.
Okay. Will you ever do that again? Will you ever scream again like that?
No. Oh, sure.
Now pile them all up in a
stack.
Come on, get them all in a stack, Mark.
I'm there. That's what I was going to do with Dad.
Okay, very
and
good.
Ross.
Very good. Okay, all set? Okay, everybody in bed. Go to bed.
I didn't hear like the talking of that story.
We're not doing any more stories.
I hear the talking.
Okay, you're finished. Is that too dark for you, honey?
No.
Got enough light? Okay, is there enough room for...
Yep. And you have enough room too.
I have room and you have room for all. Okay.
I stuck my pillow to your pillow.
Thank you.
So good thing. Usually, there's only, like in some people's houses.
Yeah.
Unless they're not too big. It's bad that some people have those little small beds that nobody can go in with them.
Yeah, I know.
Like, Rover, he has a little small bed that nobody can fit in.
Right.
Because Ernie went run the way.
Uh-huh.
I mean, Ernie made a big mess. That's when you saw that Grover had a little bed.
Uh-huh.
And he fell down on the floor.
It wasn't big enough to fit in, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was too sad, wasn't it?
Well, at least you got to go back home, and at least he got to clean it up in the morning.
Was Bert mean to him?
No, Bert was mean to Grover.
Mm-hmm. Not Grover.
Mean to Bert? No, Bert wasn't. Well, one guy was mean to the dad was mean to the kid. So the kid had to pack up, and he said goodbye, dear old house, and then. He had to, and when he went in a bird's nest, he said, ouch, and he pulled out the sticks.
What was the name of that bird?
Big Bird?
Uh-huh, yeah.
And guess what?
Yeah?
There's a bird called Little Bird.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
In Sesame Street?
Yeah.
Do you ever watch Sesame Street? TV?
Well, guess what?
What?
I think one time I heard on a Sesame Street book, somebody was sick and nobody wanted to play with one of these guys. One of the guys, nobody wanted to play with him.
Yeah. Well, that's too bad, isn't it?
That was Grover. Mm-hmm. Another Grover.
Another story about Grover, right?
Yeah.
Did you read this book to yourself, or did Mom read it?
And Cookie Monster gave the sick girl some cookies.
Yeah. That was nice. Would you like to read that book?
Do we have it?
Oh, yeah.
Can you get it?
The one about the Grover's bed. That's the one we have.
The Grover's bed?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you have the one with the sick guy?
No.
Sick girl?
No, we don't have that.
Okay. I didn't hear. Ernie's big mess.
You didn't?
Yeah.
That's the one about the bird, about the beds. When Ernie went to all the different beds. That's called Ernie's Big Mess.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard Grover Goes to School?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I like that one.
How about Ernie's Little Lie?
Oh yeah, I want that one.
Do you remember The Little Lie?
Yeah.
What was that about?
We'll read that tomorrow.
That's when he said he had done a painting when he hadn't really done it. Right? That was a little lie. It's a pretty big lie, wasn't it?
No, that's a little lie.
It was a little lie. What is a big lie? Can you tell me a big lie?
A big lie is like if like a job like you're supposed to do, or else like I already planted the seeds,
mm-hmm.
and you just threw them in the dumper.
Yeah. I mean, like
if you had one.
Garbage can?
Yeah, in the garbage can.
Uh-huh.
That's a big lie.
Yeah, and then what would happen?
If he saw that he threw it in the... If somebody saw that... Somebody threw the seeds in the garbage, then... They would be really mad.
Uh-huh.
Well, they might be. But usually people do be mad.
People usually are mad?
You know who...
Do your parents usually, ever get mad?
You know what?
Uh-huh.
You know who usually the kids get mean stuff from?
Who?
Who's the meanest person?
Who's the meanest person?
Than anybody?
The devil.
No.
Who?
Think.
I can't guess.
Here it is. What's that again? War.
Oh, yeah.
That's worse.
Oh, if you ever got in a war, you'd get killed, honey.
I know. I never go in wars.
No, we try to stay out of wars if we can.
Some people win, but we're smart. We don't want to see if we'll win.
No one really wins in a war, honey. Everybody gets killed.
Some people stay alive.
Yeah. But then they have to bury everybody else. And all their brothers and sisters get killed.
Or rot my dad.
Uh-huh.
That's only if one is still alive and tricks the other guy and kills that guy.
Yeah. That's right.
That's only when one person is alive.
Right.
Wins the war.
Right.
But sometimes everybody die because somebody might knock accident down on another guy,
uh-huh.
and a tree might fall on him all by itself.
Yeah, right.
But there's mostly trees and plants and all those.
Uh-huh.
All those plants. That's what is in wars.
Mm-hmm.
Plants, mostly bones,
mm-hmm.
and blood.
Mm-hmm.
You know the worst thing? You know the thing that moves all of your... You know the thing that you need?
What's
the
that?
The two things that you need.
Let's hear.
I mean, here's all the things you really, really need.
What are they?
The clean blood cells,
mm-hmm.
and the dirty blood cells.
What do you do with the dirty blood cells?
they turn into clean blood cells.
How does that happen?
I don't want to discuss. I don't want to say this stuff.
Too disgusting?
Yeah.
No, it's not disgusting. They go into the lungs and into the tummy and they get some food, and they go into the lungs and then they get some air and then they're ready to go back and do some more work.
That's disgusting when it goes into the lungs.
It's not disgusting. They go into cute little holes down in very small little things and they go through, and a little bit of oxygen goes in there and a little bit of the old carbon dioxide comes out and everybody is very happy. All those cute little blood cells are very happy and it's not disgusting.
Here's about this. Here's what you really need.
Okay.
Clean blood cells, dirty blood cells, and your heart.
Yeah.
And your bones. Or you'll be flat on your face.
Right. Have you had enough bedtime snack?
Yeah.
What did you have, honey?
And
have you brushed your teeth?
Mm.
Did you have bedtime snack and did you brush your teeth?
Tomorrow.
What do you mean tomorrow?
It's too late.
Okay. Then I'm gonna go down and check out, see if I can get Ross to bed, okay? Can you go to sleep in Daddy's bed?
Okay.
And will you love Daddy forever?
Yeah.
Okay, good night, honey.
They like burglars because they keep the house clean. And they like birds because they keep the garden clean.
And if any dogs come near, you'll be good.